Welcome, everybody. This is Content King. I am your guest host, Julio Gonzalez, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing your host, the host of this show, DJ Rolls. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, welcome. It's nice to be, on the other side of the mic, so to speak.
Let's get right to it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Okay, well, I guess the accent is a bit of a giveaway, although since I've been here in the...
I hadn't noticed.
I get some people saying, oh, are you from Australia? Or So obviously I'm originally from England, from Oxford. I've arrived here to the land of the free, to the land of, you know, business and opportunity as an outsider, if I can use that term. So in some ways, it's not the typical impression, I guess, that maybe many Europeans have of the US until you actually get here, I guess, and,
right,
you know, start, you know, putting your feet on the ground and, you know, poking your fingers in holes and finding out really what it is about. It's good to see that people here have that get up and go. There's a very sort of creative sort of feel, I guess. Yeah, it's a different concept, and coming here, obviously, with, you know, ideas and aspirations and dreams.
It's one of those dreams, is this show. Tell us about the show and what do you expect to achieve with it?
Well, it was a bit of a brainwave from my brother-in-law, who's a producer and audio engineer. He does some great stuff. He goes by the name of Zimmer.co. If anybody wants to check him out in terms of audio production, recordings, productions.
That's me, by the way. Thanks for the plug.
And, so it was a little brainwave. That sort of gave me that impetus to say, well, you know what? Maybe that's not something I'd previously considered. But, yeah, you know, this sounds like a great idea. You know, this is something that I can actually do. Technology does make these opportunities more accessible. Why not? And I see it as a market there, a little niche. Yeah, I think that there is that space there that can be, let's say, garnered to get not only something for myself into the marketplace in terms of podcasting and radio production, but for obviously other people who, whatever area or sphere they're in terms of lifestyle, health, whether it's politics or some topics of discussion that obviously do permeate and influence and have an importance and significance in our lives. So, and for people to get the bigger picture when maybe other channels and areas of media do not really give that enough focus and attention on those areas, then I see it as a good place to start and to go and to grow.
Absolutely. So you have been an entrepreneur for a long time, right?
Well, yeah, I would say at least 10 years, not here in the US. I was previously living in Madrid, Spain. So,
and you have your own English tutoring company.
Yeah. Really, I would say an educator of English as a secondary...
English language.
Yeah, English as a secondary language. Well, not only as a secondary language, obviously, whether it's, you know, toddlers, children, whatever. I mean, you know, that it's quite a broad area. But yeah, initially, that was the concept of the company when I was there in Spain. Now, I've obviously brought some of that work with me here to the US, and obviously that is now through Skype,
right,
FaceTime, online. So obviously that concept has changed. So in some ways, it's that evolution really from being behind a mic and a set of headphones is no different to actually what I'm doing now talking to you. So...
Right.
It's evolution. It's progression.
So in a way, it was preparation for media.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't plan it that way, and I guess in most people's lives, you don't always, you know, see what's going to happen or how things are going to evolve.
Absolutely. What do you find as the joys and the challenges of entrepreneurship?
Okay, well, I'll start then with the joys. I mean, certainly it's that having that element of control over your life, really.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you're you know, you're not at the beck and call really of somebody else constantly. Obviously, you know, as a freelancer, as a business owner, obviously you need to find business, you need to maintain that business, you need to make it grow. And also, you know, as in the words of Paul Simon, you know, keep the customer satisfied.
Right. It's really hard, I find, to prioritize your time, to create space for a proper life and work balance. So how do you do that?
Well, I don't really think I actually have a strict philosophy, to be honest. It is kind of juggling balls, I guess, really, with, right, you know, yeah, home life if you've got family, and obviously I do. Businesses that they're running, you know, they work as an organization, they work as a team. Right. And, you know, and I have to thank my partner for, you know, obviously supporting me in that sense. And I think, you know, if you've got that relationship, that partnership that works like that, then obviously it helps me, you know, as an individual and as an entrepreneur. You know, I guess I do have a little bit more flexibility.
Right.
So, and the good thing, I guess, because part of my job is being creative,
But how do, like, I hear what you're saying, and I think my picture is very similar in terms of I kind of arrange my client work around my family life. So I, you know, I offer my clients first the hours in which I'm not picking up the kids from school or, you know, putting them to bed, etc. But how do you take care of you? Like, how do you make sure you're resting? Because, you know, it's long hours at night or squeezing some meetings during the day and then running around and picking your daughter up from class. And
I think you hit the nail on the head there by saying squeezing. It is just about, you know, whether or not it's a little power nap here or a power nap there. It is just a case of, and I think it's a bit of a learning process, really. I think you grow with it as you suddenly get used to that change of maybe going from a more sort of rigid timetable to suddenly realizing, well, look, okay, maybe that I do actually have this free time here.
Are there any life lessons, either big wins or mistakes you've learned from, or words of wisdom that you constantly go back to that you would like to share with our audience?
The only thing that you should regret is not doing something, not to have that fear. Okay, right. not to have that fear of that something is impossible, not to have that fear that, okay, I understand some things might be a little bit dangerous or you might get your fingers burnt in some cases. It is doing things, and obviously, yeah, we're only human and, you know, it's inevitable that, you know, you make mistakes, but obviously you learn from those mistakes. I guess the important thing really...
David Rolls, a.k.a. DJ Rolls, the host of this show, thank you so much for your time and for inviting me to guest host and interview you. It's been a pleasure to get to know you better and to hear what the show is about and to hear your life story.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to actually be the other side of the mic. So great to be here. Thank you.
Cheers.